It's the season finale. We're talking the top 10 episodes of season 4. Hit it. What's up, dudes? I'm your host, Jerry D, with the season 4 finale of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. Blessed Candlemas to you all! Now, in honor of the end of the Christmas cycle, that's right, it's February 2nd, let's listen to Estonian Orthodox composer Arvo Pärt's Tintinnabulae setting of the Magnificat from 1989. Now, this is a prime example of what they call holy minimalism and tintinnabulation. Essentially, the melody is mostly done in a stepwise motion, usually diatonic. That means they keep to the scale tones. They don't usually go outside of those. And while that's happening, all the harmony parts are just arpeggiating a tonic triad. And so you sometimes get these nice clashes, this dissonance that then resolves, and it's just gorgeous. So let's listen to the Magnificat, and you're going to hear the piece broken up into solo and tutti sections. So in the tutti, everybody's singing usually the full orchestra, or at least, the full choir, or at least three parts. Oh, fantastic. Okay, now that we've set the mood, I'll open up Santa's mail fanny pack and answer some questions. So here's one. Travis asks, have you done an episode of John Grinn's Christmas? Travis, I haven't covered it yet, and I think it's an adaptation of A Christmas Carol. So we must have accidentally left it out of our episode on 80s versions of A Christmas Carol. But the good news is that it is on the list, so I'll get to it eventually, and hopefully it's pretty wonderful. Okay, here's one from Jeremy. He says, just finished the Frosty episode. Did you guys ever find Suzanne Davidson? No, unfortunately not. Sorry, Jeremy. I wish I could say it ended in an amazing way, but no, unfortunately, we never found her. All right, Jamie says, there's a ton of classic Christmas commercials. Have you done an episode on Christmas commercials? Actually, yes, Jamie, we actually have back in season 2. I'm going to do a sequel episode, believe it or not, covering more obscure commercials like the 7-Up one and things that people just don't really remember. There's Atari commercials and just some really fantastic ones out there. Let's just do one more here. Okay, so Scott writes, I forgot Running Scared was at Christmas. Great movie plus an awesome theme song and video. Scott, you're absolutely correct. It's a fun watch, and Michael McDonald, I mean, he makes everything better, right? That song, it's just a banger. Do they say banger anymore? I don't know. Well, it really rocks. So I think that's enough of Rad Santa's male fanny pack. So we'll end it right there. But, I think it's time to take a step back through season 4. Now, we had some killer episodes. At least, I know I had fun recording them. So here are the top 10 most downloaded episodes of season 4. Number 10. It's actually a tie between Married with Children, It's a Bundyful Life with Scott Newman, and KB Toys with Nicholas and Matt. Number 9, it's Max Headroom with Ken and Scott. That one was that one was bonkers. It's just a really crazy special. Number 8, we have Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade 1987 with Anthony Sharlin and Manny. Yes, Manny came late, but he brought some fun. And it was just really cool to see some of those floats. I would have liked to see some of those floats back. Everything's too overproduced nowadays and just doesn't feel right. Now, number 7 was The Trolls and the Christmas Express with Sean Sotka. That one was another very unexpected special. I thought it was going to be utter trash, and it actually was quite fun. So you definitely should check it out. But I'd say, I don't know if it's as much fun as the Kid Video Christmas special with Sean and Chad that comes in at number 6. Now, that one is a local TV station created their own video, their own Christmas special of Kid Video. It's wild. It has really nothing to do with Christmas except a couple of songs that are in there. It's, you know, and the the bumpers. It's crazy. And number 5, we have How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Tom Crow. Now, I mean, that's a classic. You can't go wrong with the Grinch. Everybody loves the Grinch. In fact, some people even say Merry Grinchmas. So, yeah, go check that one out for sure. Number 4, You Can't Do That on Television with the Christmas Cousins. I don't know. Okay, so I really didn't get slimed, but either way, that was a fun episode. Number 3 was Shakin' Stevens' Merry Christmas Everyone with Adam Parker Simon. That is a song that is such a classic in other parts of the world that it's a shame we don't know about it here in the U.S. And so we did sing it, Christmas Caroling, and I loved every minute of it, and I hope that more people can learn about that song and just really take a dive. Now, number 2 is McDonald's with Vinny and Kristen. Another fun episode. It was just reminiscing about all the cool Christmas commercials of McDonald's, talking about some of the fun experiences we had. I mean, there really is nothing like a Happy Meal, you know, when you're a kid. So this was just, it was great. You definitely need to check that one out. Now, that was closer to the beginning of season 4. So I think it dropped in February of 2023. But number 1, drumroll please.
Joy to the world
is XTC's Thanks for Christmas with Ken Kessler. Now, another obscure song, XTC, they actually released it under a pseudonym, The Three Wise Men. It's just a really cool, really great song. And it's a shame, again, that most people don't know it. And it's because it just hasn't been available, really, for people to download. So, unfortunately, you know, it's been lost to time. But I hope to bring it back because it's just a fun, cool song with some neat modulations and unexpected twists and turns. Yeah, definitely. Go check that one out. XTC with Ken Kessler. You know what? That was, I enjoyed doing that. So why don't I expand that? Let's do the top 20 most downloaded episodes ever of Totally Rad Christmas. So no drum roll this time. Number 20, Saturday Night Live with Sean and Ken. I mean, who doesn't love Saturday Night Live? Number 19, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with CJ and Anthony. And it's actually tied with, for the same number of downloads, with New Kids on the Block, Merry, Merry Christmas with Kim Cooper. Now, number 18.
18.
This is just something we did on a lark. It was We Wish You a Merry Christmas with the Christmas Podcast Network, because I released that one on Christmas Day. For some reason, it just has a ton of downloads. And you know what? It's fantastic, and it makes me really, really want to record a full song with the Christmas Podcast Network and sell it and donate all the proceeds to charity. I think that would be amazing. Number 17, Christmas Vacation with Lucas Hinojosa. He was my college roommate, and we had a blast talking about one of my favorite Christmas movies ever. Number 16, Bangles, A Hazy Shade of Winter with Scott Leopold. I believe that was the first... No, it wasn't quite the first. It might have been the second the episode I recorded with Scott. Great guy, and he knows a lot about music. Number 15.
15.
A Very Special Christmas with various artists. Now, that was a bonkers episode because I think there were seven of us on the call, and we all had opinions, and it was just very fun to listen to. Number 14, Sonic the Hedgehog with Robbie Sherman. Yep, Sonic the Hedgehog even had a Christmas special. Now, while that was set in the 90s, you know, it was a bonus episode technically, but who cares? It's my show, I can do what I want, right? It was fun anyway. Alright, number 13. I had the very special privilege of talking with Captain Sensible of The Damned, and we talked about his single, his Christmas single, One Christmas Catalog. Amazing guy, just super chill, one of the coolest guys you'd ever talk to, and I learned a ton about the song, and yeah, go definitely check that one out.
12.
Number 12 is A Charlie Brown Christmas with Julia and Anthony. I mean, another classic. Who doesn't love Charlie Brown?
11.
Number 11, Joan Jett, Little Drummer Boy with Dwayne and Scott. Now, while my guests didn't quite like it as much as I did, I love this version. It's, again, it's nothing classic at all. It's just different, palm-muted guitars and flat sevenths thrown in just for kicks. Yeah, I'm all in.
Ten.
Number 10, The Claymation Christmas Celebration, The Album, with Patrick J. Miller, and that one is actually tied with Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Anthony Caruso. So, Claymation Christmas Celebration, of course, is one of my favorites. They released an album the following year in 88, and I got to speak with the composer, Patrick J. Miller, who is another just great guy. And Santa Claus is Coming to Town, it's probably the definitive origin of Santa Claus. Maybe, I don't know, but... either way, I had a blast talking about it with Anthony. Number
9.
Home Alone with Danny Davila. My brother Danny, I mean, what else can I say except that whenever we get together, we can just do voices. I think most of that episode we were just quoting Home Alone. I think we barely actually talked about anything. We were mostly just quoting.
Eight.
Number 8 was The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York with Anthony Caruso. A song that is not popular down in South Texas. In fact, I hadn't even heard it until a few years ago. And, you know, I know it's super popular in other parts of the world, but in South Texas, you know what? Feliz Navidad reigns. And, oh well, sorry. Number 7.
Seven.
Bon Jovi versus Sting Christmas songs with Ricky Meese. We actually compared and contrasted several of Bon Jovi's and Sting's Christmas songs, and I didn't think it was going to be as fun as it was, but it turns out that, you know, we love Bon Jovi and we love Sting, and we prefer Sting's Christmas songs to Bon Jovi's, even if we prefer Bon Jovi's secular songs, so it's all good.
Six. Yeah.
Number 6, Mannheim Steamroller, Good King Wenceslas. Now that was a mini-episode I dropped on the Feast of St. Stephen, December 26th, I believe in Season 3, and of course, you know, on the Feast of Stephen, so makes sense.
Five.
Number 5, Frosty the Snowman with Mike and Matt. That is another one of like those specials I have to watch every year or it doesn't feel like Christmas. And sure enough, Mike and Matt really, really brought in the holiday feels with that one. That was also my 100th episode. So yeah, good job.
Four.
Number 4, Kenny and Dolly, A Christmas to Remember with CJ Belanger. I hope I said that correctly. Sorry, CJ, if I didn't, but, you know, my sincerest, deepest apologies because I love you, bro. But also because that was just a fun, and I keep saying fun because I have a blast doing this show, but that was just a great episode. We talked about the special that accompanied their album together. It was A Christmas to Remember is the name of the special. You got to check it out. It's just it's some interesting, quirky 80s junk. It's great stuff. I love it. Number three, The Time Life Treasury of Christmas. That was episode number two, my first full-length episode with my brothers, David and Danny. It's a classic for a reason. It came out in, I believe, 86 is when the Treasury came out. It's not Christmas unless we hear it. Number two, now this actually, now these results are of January 31st, and this came out of the blue. This was actually one of my lower rated episodes, and then I think it has to do with Pandora and the way that they don't distinguish between podcast and song. But number two is Run DMC Christmas in Hollis with Anthony Caruso. All of a sudden, it gained tens of thousands of downloads, and I'm very surprised. But it's still not as much as number one.
Number one.
Which is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with Rick Goldschmidt and Anthony Caruso. Now, of course, Rick is a friend of mine. He is the official historian and biographer of Rankin Bass. And, I mean, we learned a ton. It was just one of those amazing interviews where you really are brought in. So those are the top 20 most downloaded episodes of all time. People always ask me, what episode should I start with? Like, what are good episodes? Well, any one of those would really get you in the Christmas spirit and kind of give you a good feel for the vibe of the show. Also, now I gotta say, due to illness and work schedules, I had to completely rearrange the end of season four. That means I left out a lot of fun stuff that I was planning to cover. Now, the good news is that a lot of that is coming up in season five now. Well, what kind of things? Well, I'll be talking Smurfs. I'll be talking Punky Brewster, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Designing Women, Teddy Ruxpin, Christmas decorations from the mid-80s, Firefall, Julie Andrews, Voltron, George Strait, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Popples, and much, much more. Also, nominees for the 4th Annual Totally Rad Christmas Awards, the Raddies, are coming soon, so stay tuned for that. But, you know, G.I. Joe taught us that knowing is half the battle. I think the other half is having a totally rad Christmas. So, you know, just a couple of quick plugs here. I'm on the 80s Flick Flashback 100th episode. It's a quiz show and it was great, so check that out. I think that comes out today. Also, I'm going to be on Holidays After Dark with host Kristen Searing pretty soon as well. So make sure to listen to Holidays After Dark and see if you can find me. Now, you can check us out on our social media pages at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Also, check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. Later, dudes.
Again, for a limited time this year, you'll find a very special Countdown to Christmas poster. And it's yours free just for buying 7-Up and Cherry 7-Up. What a great way to share in the feeling of Christmas. It's the perfect time to stock up on 7-Up's clear, crisp, clean refreshment. And kids get to build Santa's beard as they count off the days to Christmas. Get your free Countdown to Christmas poster when you buy 7-Up and Cherry 7-Up. 7-Up has the feeling of Christmas.